This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan got underway today. It's being tracked closely by the jury foreperson in last year's ComEd bribery case. Four former utility executives and lobbyists were convicted of conspiring to bribe Madigan with jobs, contracts, and payments for his supporters in exchange for his alleged help to advance company legislation. Sarah Goldenberg sat on that jury and tells my colleague Dave McKinney she expects a similar outcome from Madigan as he stands trial now.
I see the court case against Madigan going through the same trajectory as the one I was on, where he will be found guilty.
Madigan faces 23 counts, including bribery, racketeering, and conspiracy. He denies wrongdoing. Potential jurors spent the day filling out questionnaires, and a full jury is expected to be impaneled by Friday. Some Chicago parents are worried about the turmoil within Chicago Public Schools after all seven members of the Board of Education last week announced they will be resigning. Mayor Brandon Johnson yesterday announced six new appointees to replace people who will leave the board. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports the upheaval is leaving some parents, like Monet Jackson, worried about the budget shortfall facing the district and whether it could lead to staffing or programming cuts. Jackson's daughter is a student at Brenneman Elementary.
I want to see them find a way to get this funding. If other states can find a way to find the funding that we need for these deficits for the school budgets, we can too. It's Chicago. There's no excuse not being able to make this happen.
The Lakeview resident says she hopes the new board will prioritize the needs of students over politics. Today is one of the last days you can register to vote in Illinois for the November election. My colleague Alex Degman explains there are more opportunities to register after today, including on Election Day itself. But traditional in-person registration deadline, that's 28 days before the election. Grace period voting starts this week. This allows you to register and vote on the same day. And you can do that from now through Election Day at the spot designated by your local election authority. Early voting runs through November 4th. U.S. citizens who are 18 years old or older can vote if they've lived at their current address for at least 30 days, are not in jail serving time for a conviction, and are not registered somewhere else. You can also register online at the Illinois State Board of Elections website, and you can do that through October 20th. The Chicago Bulls open the preseason tonight in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. Now, the key position to watch is guard. The Bulls currently have a surplus of guards, so they'll all be fighting to make the final roster. Coby White has solidified his spot as one of the starting guards after his impressive season last year. He says there's been a lot of parity at the position so far in training camp.
It's been really tough going at it. Everybody's been playing well, so you can't just single one guy out because everybody's been playing so well and competing on both ends of the floor. So we got a lot of guards, especially guards with chips on their shoulders. So, like I said, it's going to be a tough decision for the staff.
This also will be the first chance to see the Bulls in action without DeMar DeRozan and Alex Caruso, who were both traded away in the offseason. Weather, sunny skies, a high in the mid-70s today, and then clear tonight, a low near 50, sunny on Wednesday with a high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.